Watching the news and reading newspapers makes me angry. Hearing about extreme poverty, needless wars, corrupt governments, murders, and domestic abuse makes me angry. There are so many people doing evil things in this world, and sometimes I can't help but wonder, where is God? Does God not care? Should we take things into our own hands? Nazi Germany must have been a horrendous place to live. Nearly everything good had been twisted and distorted until even the church was under Hitler's control. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German theologian, pastor, and self-proclaimed pacifist during this time. He was instrumental in the formation of the Confessing Church, a church separate from the state that resisted Nazi rule. He became involved in an anti-Hitler resistance and was involved, in some capacity, in a plot to kill Hitler. Later, after this attempt failed, he was executed. Though Bonhoeffer was a pacifist, he concluded that it was a greater sin to let Hitler continue in his massacre than to kill Hitler. Now, I would like to say that in Bonhoeffer's place, I would have stayed true to my pacifist convictions. But I know that I can't make that claim. I have no idea what that would be like and how I would respond. Would I stand by and let Hitler continue? Or would I plot against him? Or is there a third option? First century Palestine was also a horrendous place to live. It is estimated that about 97% of people lived in poverty, and 28% of people lived below the subsistence level, meaning that they never knew if they would be able to scrape together enough to live on the next day. The Romans had conquered Judea and most of the surrounding nations and were oppressive in their rule. The Jewish religious system was often unjust, and many religious leaders abused their power. Tax collectors cheated people out of money. People in unfortunate circumstances were cast out to the streets to beg with no hope of a better life. A lot of people were waiting for a savior, a powerful king to come and destroy the powers in place and bring justice. Well, they got a savior, but not the kind they thought they were getting. Jesus was all about change. He was angered and saddened by the evils he saw, and he wanted the oppression and abuse to stop. But Jesus didn't form a rebellion army to take down Caesar. He wasn't a Robin Hood, stealing from those who had stolen. In fact, he never got back at people. I believe we can gain a lot of insight into how we are to deal with great evils and overwhelming problems in this world by examining how Jesus dealt with them. When Jesus was visiting the town in the scripture passage, he met a religious leader named Jairus, who asked Jesus to heal his deathly ill daughter. Now, there are two things to note here. First is that Jairus was probably part of the problem in Jewish society, especially in the synagogue. Second is that by the time they got to the house, Jairus' daughter would most likely have already died, and it would be unclean to touch a corpse. Now, Jesus could have said no. He could have called Jairus out on the problems in the synagogue, could have said, no, that's unclean, but he didn't. Jesus agrees to heal Jairus' daughter, and so they head out. And as they're walking through the crowd, this woman comes up and touches Jesus' robe. The lady is right down with the lowest in society. She's dirt poor and has had this hemorrhaging problem for 12 years, which means she's also been unclean for 12 years. And so she touches Jesus' robe, knowing she'll be healed. Jesus feels the touch and turns around to see who it was. And it's this woman. A woman that Jairus has probably in some way been involved in excluding for being unclean. Jesus healed her, and he cared for her, and he sent her away in a better state. Imagine, if you will, what that would have been like for Jairus to witness. His daughter is dying, and Jesus stops to heal some lowly, unclean woman, much like many people he himself has turned away. What a humbling experience. What an example for Jesus to set. But at the same time, his daughter is dying, and then they receive word that she's already died. I can just imagine Jairus thinking, if only we hadn't stopped, then we could have made it in time. But Jesus hasn't forgotten about Jairus' suffering either. He goes and he heals the little girl. Jesus gives us a third option of how to deal with the big, overwhelming, seemingly unsolvable problems. He deals with them on a personal level. In this story, Jesus encounters both the oppressed and the oppressor. To the oppressed, he is loving and helpful, and to the oppressor, he is loving and helpful. But he also sets an example for him. Jesus demonstrates how the religious leaders should treat those beneath them in society, while at the same time treating them with love and kindness. Jesus brought about great changes, and he brought about them one person at a time, one heart at a time. Jesus changed the lives of those who were wronged with love, and he changed the lives of those who were doing wrong with love. What issues really upset you? Is it corrupt governments and unjust rulings? Is it the great poverty around the world and here in town? Is it the violence in places like the Middle East and the Ukraine and inner city Toronto? Is it the rape culture in universities across North America and here at Acadia? The way I see it, we have three options. We can sit by and do nothing. We can respond out of anger and hate, or we can respond with love. I pray that God will give us the grace to choose option 3. Amen.